arriving on this service is the special excursion to Parsley Siding.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, John Badley, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. In spring, a station master's fancy turns to thoughts of spring cleaning. Not station master Heppelwhite, however. Spring cleaning at Parsley Sidings can occur at any time of the year.
Staff, I have called this meeting because of the state of disrepair the station seems to be falling into. This morning I noticed a weed against the wall of the amenities.
That was Bert, sir, having a bit of a rest.
This is not an appropriate time for satire, Valentine. I'm referring to a weed of the vegetable variety. Let one survive, and in no time the place would look like an Amazon jungle.
Quite right, Mr. Heppelwhite.
And talking of disrepair, don't forget the I Spit Your White machine.
What's wrong with it?
It's losing its voice.
Yeah, true. Instead of a penny, you have to put in a throat lozenge.
You've finished, Valentine.
Oh, yeah, sorry, sir, sorry.
Past the sidings may be many things, small, little used, but never shoddy.
Here I am.
This has always been a station to be proud of, and that is why I think the time has come for spring cleaning.
Oh, no, please. No.
Which springs do you want clean, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Thank you for that question, Burton. If you have any more, perhaps you'll keep them to yourself.
What do you want me to do, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Oh, I'd like you to weed between the lines, Miss Simpkins. Also the flower beds and the window box of the left luggage office.
Oh.
Valentine?
Yep.
You can paint the lost property office, the ticket office, and the waiting room.
Well, what about my duties, Mr. Heppelwhite? I mean, as well as my poultry, you know, I do a thousand other things.
Name one.
Well, there's the... What colour do you want, Mr. Applewhite?
Oh, nothing too ostentatious. British Rail brown would be rather dapper.
Oh, dear, a bit bold, isn't it? I mean...
Valentine, as Porter Grade 3, you may think yourself immune from demotion, but it is possible to be a Porter Grade 4.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I don't know what come over me. Oh, brown's a lovely colour, sir. Be lovely, that.
What about me, Father?
Ah, it's difficult to think of a job for you that doesn't put the station at risk. I suggest you down the holes in the signalling flags. There's a pair of my red woolly bed socks that you could unravel for the purpose.
Right, Mr. Heppelwhite. Anything else?
Yes. You can change the sand and the fire buckets.
But the station hen sits in one of them.
That one is in special need of changing. Any questions?
Yes.
Good. Right, staff, to work. Operation Spring Clean is on.
Hello, Bert.
Oh. Hello, Gloria.
I thought Percy was supposed to be doing the painting.
He was, but he got a pain in his finger and he went to lie down. Decorator's digit, he called it.
I bet he did.
I'm quite good at painting. What do you think of it?
Well, it's unusual. I didn't know your father wanted you to paint a picture on the wall of the waiting room.
No, I thought it'd be a surprise for him.
Well, it will be. What is it?
It's a cow with a hat on.
Why has the cow got a hat on?
I can't paint horns.
Oh, hello. Here comes the invalid.
Oh, dear, that's better. Oh, what's that?
What?
On the wall. Someone's painted a picture of Mr. Applewhite.
It's a cow.
You know, it does look like Mr. Applewhite.
Here, you'll think I did it.
Serves you right for getting Bert to do your work.
We'll wash it off before he sees it. Come on.
It's a good painting.
Well, at least, look, paint out the others.
I'm not going to meddle with my masterpiece. I'll paint the whole thing out.
All right, be like that then.
And next time you have a decorator's fidget, don't ask me to help.
Oh, poor Bert. Oh, well, I'm going to get on with my weeding. I've done everywhere now except for the sleepers.
Well, don't wake them. Hey, look at that. Down there.
What?
There's something on the line.
Where?
Down there. It's a bird. Get out of it. I've got marrows planted on that embankment.
Percy! blue head.
Yeah, it'll have a thick ear if it pecks my marrows.
I learned about birds in the Gull Guides. That's a blue-headed gull. There hasn't been one in Britain since 1937.
There must have been a couple for that one to happen. Get out of it, you scruffy devil. Get out.
Percy, that's a rare bird.
Eh? What, you mean worth money?
It's priceless.
It's mine. I saw it first. Come to Uncle Percy, little gull. Come on, you birdie. Shove your blue head in me pocket.
It's not yours. A bird is a free agent. It belongs to the world.
Well, my bit of it belongs to me. Come on, birdie. Tweet, tweet.
Percy, can you see what it's sitting on?
Well, if it's anything like other birds, it's...
Eggs.
Oh.
What are we going to do?
Well, for a start, we'll charge admission to have a look at her. Then we'll get a gross of eggs from the dairy farm and sell them as souvenirs. There's a little gold mine sitting on that line.
I mean, what are we going to do about the train?
Oh, we'll move her. Come on, Tweety Bird.
We can't move her. She's nesting.
We can't leave her there. The first train through, my golden eggs will be an 80-mile-an-hour omelette.
She can't be moved.
Ah, you stupid bird. Why couldn't you lay your eggs somewhere sensible?
We have to get the trains diverted. You keep your eye on the bird. I'm going to see Mr. Hepplewhite.
Right.
I've emptied the sand out of the fire buckets, Mr. Hepplewhite.
That is why I sent for you, Bertrand. I was rather surprised to see a sandcastle on platform 2.
Yeah. I made the drawbridge out of 3 cheese biscuits from the buffet.
Bertrand, there are times when I doubt your judgment. What would Houston say if he knew that we had a sandcastle?
Mr. Hepplewhite, there's a blue-headed gull on the line.
Thank you, Miss Simpkins. I'll deal with it in a minute. A blue-headed gull?
It's a very rare bird. There hasn't been one in Britain for 30 years, and it's nesting on the line.
Good Lord. There's a train due in an hour. I'll telephone Houston right away.
Oh, good.
We'll get permission to divert all trains round the sidings. I'm sure that... Hello, hello? Put me through to Houston himself, please. I expect he wants to come down and congratulate us in person. Hello? Is the deputy available? The under-manager? How about the platform superintendent? Oh, well, possibly you can help me. Horace Applewhite speaking from Parsley Sidings. We have a Parsley Sidings, yes. We have a rare blue-headed gull on the main line here. Yes, on the actual line. And pardon? But it's nesting. On the nest. How dare you? The lady present at the center of the telephone. I don't care if you are the... 4th Assistant Station Master. Oh, very funny, sir, yes. Very amusing, sir. Ha, 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 sir. Yes, but the bird... Oh, very well. He says we're to remove the bird from the line.
We can't.
Houston has spoken, Miss Simpkins.
Oh, not Houston himself. He wouldn't disturb a rare bird at a time like this.
I do believe you're right. We must take a stand on this issue. The train to Biggleswick is due soon. We'll protect this bird by standing on the line.
Oh, bravo, Mr. Hepplewhite. You are brave.
We shall all stand on the line, Miss Simpkins.
Oh. Well, you're right. We'll show them.
I shall send Houston a memo explaining our action. I'm sure he will approve. Burton?
Yes, Father?
You cannot miss this opportunity of some good publicity for the railways. Take the station bicycle and get down to the Parsley Echo as fast as you can.
Right.
Tell them the whole dramatic story.
Hello? Anyone in?
Oh, welcome to the Parsley Echo. Circulation 206. Have a paper.
Thank you.
207. Well, I'm the editor. Who are you?
I'm Bert Hepplewhite from Parsley Sidings. There's a bird on our line.
Hold the front page. Parsley drama of railway rape. What's she like?
She's got a blue head.
A blue head? Well, what kind of woman is that?
It's not a woman. It's a rare feathered bird.
You mean she's not a naked lady?
No.
Well, what kind of story is that doesn't have naked ladies?
Well, she's a very rare bird.
Well, where's the sex angle?
She's laid 6 eggs.
My readers will want more than that.
I think that's all she can manage. Anyway, the bird's sitting on the line, so we're stopping the trains.
Well, why didn't you say so? Now, it is a big story, this. Bashful bird halts Britain's trains.
It's the nest, you see. Houston says we should take it off.
Houston says strip. Is there a picture of you in a bathing costume?
Yes, but the costume's got a hole in it, just above the elbow.
So, Tough talking rail chief wants to turn the bird out. Yeah, see, I can see it now. Mother and babies face eviction.
We're going to stand up for them, though. We're going to sit on the line.
Oh, stop the presses. Pass the heroes defy rail moguls. Oh, what a story. Troops to be called in.
Troops?
Oh, I'll phone the scouts and have two lads round within days. Questions asked in the house. Will the minister step in?
Which minister?
Oh, take your pick. Baptist, Methodist, stout, you like.
Look, I don't think it's quite what Mr. Heppelwhite had in mind.
Oh.
He was thinking more of the nature aspect.
Oh, don't worry. I'll stick a nude in somewhere. This could get me to Fleet Street, you know.
What's the time, Miss Simpkins?
10:30, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Ah, the 9:45 should be here any moment. Valentine, why aren't you on the line with the rest of us?
Well, I thought I'd be more you standing at the side here with the banner, so you see. What do you think of it? Fingers off our feathered friend.
Get down on the line.
But, sir, look, suppose the train don't stop?
Of course it'll stop. Heppelwhite?
Yes, Father?
Stand here, facing up the line.
Well, then I'll be nearest the train.
And what a proud figure you'll make. How's the bird, Miss Simpkins?
She's very comfortable, Mr. Heppelwhite. She seems to know what we're doing for her.
Well, I reckon she thinks we're crackers. Hello, the train. It's coming.
Stand to attention, everyone. Face the train. Remember, no one is to take even one step back. Stare it straight in the headlamps.
Oh.
Burton, stand up straight.
Can I step back now, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Yes. And take care not to damage the engine as you remove your nose.
Boy, what's going on?
You can't go through. I've got a bird on the line.
Here, I can see you. Watch it, darling.
Miss Simpkins, button up your uniform. I'm referring to a rare gull.
Are you? Well, I'm referring to my dinner. Now get off the line. Bird or no bird, this train is going through.
But it's a blue-headed gull.
I don't care if it's a blue-nosed baboon. I want my dinner.
Hey, you mean to say you cross a picket line?
Picket line?
Well, as Union Treasurer, I declare this, a picket line.
Really? What's the reason?
Do we need one?
Well, of course we don't. We're picketing on behalf of our newest member, that blue-headed gull, what's squatting on the line to air her grievances.
Oh, I said, well, that's different. I mean, you never told me she was a brother. Now, what shall I do with this training?
You could...
Valentine?
Oh, sorry, sir.
I suggest you reverse, and we'll set the points for you to go around the siding.
Do you want me to call the rest of the brothers out when I get back to Houston?
No, thank you.
Oh, pity, I could have done with a day off.
Well done, Olga. We have saved a rare bird from extinction.
But what do we do now, Mr. Heppelwhite? We can't stay on the line.
The points must be permanently set to divert all trains around the sidings. Come, Miss Simpkins. We'll go to the signal box and have a word with Bradshaw. Morning, Bradshaw.
Oh, most heroic. And Miss Gloria. Welcome to my signal box.
Look, Bradshaw, I've come to you because there's a gull on the line.
Is there? Hang on, I'll wipe it. Is that better, sir?
Mr. Bradshaw, there's a bird on the line.
Oh, there's nothing I can do about that. I was born with it, you know. My duty, the exercises help. I do press-ups, you know.
This gull has laid eggs.
Do what?
Laid eggs.
Oh, never tried that. I think I'll stick to the press-ups. Hang on, shall I show you how I do it? I lay down.
Bradshaw.
Like this. And then I put my hands flat on floor like this.
Oh, good Lord.
Then I wait for someone to come and pick me up. Could you grab hold of me and leave me up, please, my dad? Could you grab hold of something else, please? God, these braces can be lethal, you know.
Mr. Bradshaw, about the gull.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it. I've got to go and see me doctor on Thursday about it.
We have to divert the trains, make them pass around the sidings.
That's what my doctor said, but the pain of it.
Yeah, Bradshaw, from now on, all trains must be sent around the sidings. Your orders are written out here.
Right, sir. Oh, it's the Kaiser seed. 3 holes in the ground.
3 holes in the ground?
Well, well, well. I got that out of a cracker. Bye-bye, my stories, Mr.
Here's the local paper, Mr. Hepplewhite.
Pass the echo. Oh, thank you, Burton. Let's see the fruits of your visits yesterday.
Yes.
I hope they've treated the matter with decorum.
Well, they overdo it sometimes.
Indeed they do. Look at this front page, for example. Rampant railman in egg drama. I can't think what that's referring to. Good grief.
It's about you, Mr. Hepplewhite.
1,000 people, led by militant sex symbol Horace Hepplewhite, blocked the railway line yesterday to save 6 new laid eggs.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed that.
You didn't miss it. You were 1,000 people, you nincompoop.
Was I?
This wasn't what I had in mind at all. Houston saw this. I thank heaven it's only a local rag.
Mr. Applewhite, have you seen the national papers?
No, it can't be.
Yeah, front page of every one. Thousands riot at small station. British Rail barred by Barmy Birdman.
Barmy Birdman? How dare they?
What publicity, though, sir? The crowds will come in their thousands.
Hey, look, Mr. Applewhite, there's a photograph of you in this paper.
Where?
Horace Applewhite, aged 6 months.
He said he'd get a nude in somewhere.
This is disgraceful. I'm ruined. My gold watch. My name in the King's Cross Book of Station Masters. All snatched away.
How's our little gold mine this morning, Bert?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, oh.
The girl!
Oh, she's all right, too. The station hen went down and had a chat with her.
Disgraced. Ruined. I shall have to resign. This is the end of me.
Yeah, so I see from the photograph.
Yep, Valentine.
Oh, sorry.
Master sightings. Station master speaking. Oh. Houston himself. Oh. Yes, yes, I'll hold on. Good morning, sir. Newspaper, sir? No, I haven't seen any at all, sir. What? Have you? My word. Yes, sir. Yes, certainly, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
When do you go?
That was Houston. A personal call to me.
Personal to you?
He's seen the driver of the train we rerouted yesterday and heard the true story of what took place. And all the newspapers will be publishing an apology.
Well, what about a gull?
Even better. As president of the Bird Protection Society, he supports our action. Trains will continue to go around the sidings until the bird leaves.
Sure.
But there's more.
No.
Houston are running special excursions to pass the sidings so the bird watchers can observe the blue-headed gull in its natural habitat.
On a railway line?
God, they're even going to run trains for us. We'll make a bomb.
The first bird watcher special will be tomorrow afternoon. And on it will be Charles Lestrange, the famous bird expert.
Well, I wonder if you'd look at my canary. He's got this terrible cough.
Once Mr. Lestrange sees our blue-headed gull, all other birds will vanish from his mind. But one thing still concerns me.
What's that?
This business of bringing trains into the sidings presents snags for passengers arriving and departing.
Yeah. The vicar ripped his trousers jumping down yesterday.
Right. And one cannot expect this excursion party to clamber into a field. We shall have to erect a temporary platform over the sidings. We'll call it Parsley Halt.
It's a long walk from there to here.
For tomorrow's party, we can hire a coach. Normal passengers will be wheeled in Valentine's barrow.
What? Well, Mrs. Dobbs weighs about 30 stone. I've seen that weighing machine struggling for breath when she's been on it.
Oh, don't quibble, Valentine.
Clever of Percy to knock up this platform so quickly.
I'm not sure about the footlights running along the edge.
A special design feature, sir.
Nothing to do with the Parsley Dramatic Society being unable to find their stage.
No. What? Yeah, look out. Bert's back with my barrow.
That Mrs. Dobbs is really heavy. Oh, here's your 25 pence, Percy.
Stop. What's that for?
Well, passengers pay 20 pence for the ride in the barrow and 5 pence extra for a cushion.
Sorry, Bert. Was that your foot?
I see. I'll speak to you later, Valentine.
Yes, Mr. Applewhite.
I suggest that we now return to Parsley Sidings and inspect our blue-headed gull. With Mr. Lestrange coming down specially to see her, she must look her best.
Isn't it exciting, Mr. Applewhite? I'm I'm surprised you haven't composed one of your poems in honor of the occasion.
Ah, it's funny you should mention that, Miss Simpkins. As it happens, I have penned a brief verse.
Oh.
Which I intend to send to the Birdwatchers Monthly.
What's it called?
I have entitled it Ode to a Blue-Headed Gull at Pastor Sidings. Ah, there she is. What a magnificent bird.
Will you read your poem for us, Mr. Happlewhite?
Well, as you insist.
Oh, good.
I believe I may have a copy here in my pocket.
Well, ooh. I never.
Ode to a Blue-Headed Gull at Pastor Sidings. The other day, at 8:50, we found a gull upon the line. Her head was blue, I do opine.
Well, it's freezing cold at 8:50.
That'll do, Valentine.
Hello, it's raining.
We'll go into the buffet. I can continue my poem there without interruption.
Yes, I'm sorry, sir.
Oh! Look at the bird!
Good grief. My head's turning white.
Oh, the blue's running off it in the rain.
But...
Yes?
Did you have any tins of blue paint when you were painting the station?
Yes, but I never used it. Every time I took the lid off, these birds kept trying to put their heads in and... Oh.
Applewhite, you numbskull. Why didn't you say something?
That's not a blue-headed gull, is it?
You imbecile! You'll go to bed without your cuckoo tonight.
I'm sorry, Father.
What can we do? There's a whole excursion coming tomorrow, especially to see the blue-headed gull.
There's only one thing you can do. Paint it again.
Yeah, Valentine, do you seriously imagine that I could be party to a deliberate deception?
If they hear that you made all this fuss over a common gull, the papers will laugh their heads off. And what will Houston say then?
How much paint will it need? Well, this is it. The excursion will be here any moment. What was today's weather forecast?
Bright and sunny with some showers and possibly snow.
I wonder if an umbrella over the gull might be an idea.
Well, it would look a bit odd.
Yes, you're right. And anyway, will a coat of paint be enough to fool an expert like Lestrange? Even if it stays on.
It might help if I took him to the buffet for a few glasses of elderberry wine before we let him see the bird.
Good thinking, Miss Simpkins.
Mr. Heppelwhite, the train's on its way. It's just coming round Barleymow Corner.
Stiff upper lip, everyone. Where's Valentine?
Oh, here I am, Mr. Heppelwhite. Just checking my the station souvenir store, sir. I've got 400 authentic, genuine blue-headed gull feathers at 20 pence each.
Where do they come from?
I'm not saying, but Father Brown has got the baldest chickens you've ever seen.
Here it is. Right, everyone. As soon as the train stops, stand by to remove the passengers to pass the sidings proper. Bertram?
Yes?
You will escort Mr. Lestrange to my official welcome outside the station master's office.
Right. Mr. Heppelwhite, Father, this is our special guest.
Mr. Heppelwhite, I'm Lestrange.
I'll bet you are.
Valentine, attend to the crowd.
Right, sir, right, please, follow me. Follow the lucky porter now. All tips will be accepted with gratitude. Just wave to the bar now, mate.
It's an honor to meet you, Mr. Lestrange.
Oh, thank you.
You care for a little something after your journey?
What have you got?
Cheese rolls, sausage rolls, tarts?
No, thanks.
Fairy cakes.
Oh, lovely.
Perhaps you should take Mr. Lestrange to the buffet, Miss Simpkins.
Certainly, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Well, no, thank you. No, but I'd rather see the bird first. I mean, not that it's all that rare. I saw one as recently as 1967 in the Azores.
There hasn't been one in England for years.
Well, I know that, dear. I'm a major authority on the blue-headed gull. Or Gullus vulgaris indigo, as we call it.
We've opened a bottle of our best vintage elderberry wine in honor of your visit.
We grow it on the embankment. In fact, it's ready and waiting for you in the buffet right now.
We'd be most interested to hear your opinion of the wine.
It's all right, but just a quick one. You see, I'm only here for the bird.
You'd better go after them, Heppelwhite. Just keep an eye on things.
What things, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Well, you know, no, possibly you don't know. Just be there. Keep us on the strange in the buffet for as long as possible.
Righto, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Right. The crowd's all under control, Mr. Heppelwhite. I've confiscated all their binoculars just in case anyone saw the brush strokes on the gull's head.
What reason did he give?
I said she was shy. No. Yeah, actually, she looks pretty perky, don't she?
She's a credit to your brushwork, Valentine.
Yeah. Where's the strange one?
Miss Simpkins and Heppelwhite have taken him to the buffet. If they can keep him there for the next 58 minutes, we're home and dry.
Yeah. Under what, Mr.
Oh, no. Get under cover, you foolish gull.
It's too late. Look, the paint's starting to run.
Oh, I've never been so insulted in my life. Elderberry wine, indeed.
What's happened?
Fat gave him a glass of lubricating oil by mistake.
Oh, well, he'll get a good run for his money.
Mr. Heppelwhite, you'll never guess what I did.
Tonight, Bertrand, I shall stay at your Aunt Agatha's in Biggleswick. I don't think I could trust myself in the same house with you.
Well, where is this blue-headed gull?
Ah, yes, well, now, I'm really glad you asked me that question, Mr. Lestrange. There seems to be some confusion over the colouring.
Confusion? Colouring? I've been brought down here on a fool's errand, there'll be hell to pay. What's that on the line? That's it. But that's not a blue head. How gullible can you get?
I think I'll just go and sit down.
That is a speckled white throat.
You see, Mr. Lestrange...
It's wonderful. Marvellous.
Is it?
Marvellous. This is the first speckled white throat in Northern Europe. I have never seen one before. I thought I'd never see one. Forget the blue-headed gulls here. This is much rarer.
Good heavens. This is wonderful new stuff.
Yes, right.
Wait till Houston hears about this. It's yet another feather in the cap of dear old Parsley Siding.
Assisting the passage of British Rail from Parsley Sidings were Arthur Lowe as Horace Heppelwhite, Kenneth Connor as Valentine, Bradshaw and the editor, Liz Fraser as Gloria, Ian Lavender as Bert, and John Badley as Lestrange and the train driver. The program was written by Jim Eldridge and produced by Edward Taylor.